Blog Talk Radio.
King Sing Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, kings all around the world, greetings once again to your favorite King Sing Radio. Welcome again for another show. Visit us online at facebook.com/ Team Scene Radio or email us online at teamscenedream@gmail.com. Welcome to the show. I love you. And I will continue sharing love, showing love, spreading love, all of the above. My Team Scene Radio family. So, before we begin the show, let's get the favorite Facebook pages out of the way. Let's see. Marilyn Garza, your favorite page for this Team Scene Radio show. Arnalda Daniel. Is it Daniels? Daniels. Fatita. Fatita. That sounds like a song, isn't it? Fatita. Sonia. Vargas. Sonia Vargas. Arlene Monroe. Your the favorite Facebook pages for this evening. Congratulations. In the very near future, we're going to have some performances. By the way, since we're talking about performances, congratulations, Rihanna. Robin Rihanna Fenty. She's performing this evening, 3 minutes away from where I am right now. I passed by there earlier. Gonna have to go by, say hi. Again, God willing, maybe they'll send a limo up here or something. Probably hard as all get out to get out here right now, even if she wanted to. However, staying in the one, jamming on the one. So congratulations, y'all. Be nice if we had some Alicia Keys on stage or some Trillion. Y'all know. Trillion. On stage with Rihanna. We're going to hear that in the very near future if we don't get that this evening. If I'm up here and she's there, the chance is that I'll probably have to come there. I don't know, I might need a $50,000 to $150,000 advance. Get your meeting advance. So yeah. Look. Open Kids in Russia. When I was online, I was listening to this little girl performing on a piano. And man, I said, look at this last song. It was so cute. And I listened again. Finally found Open Kids. This is a group called Open Kids in Russia. Man, it's great. That song. I gotta remember the melody. However, not to say that song all day. However, I love that song. And then I look at the little girl. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, oh. I gotta listen to it again to get the melody right. However, it has such a ring to it. Yeah, so congratulations, Open Girls. Congratulations for, generated an incredible song. You guys should be like platinum by now. You got over 10 million listens on the YouTube page. I mean, come on. 10 million people listen to a song. I mean, you've distributed successfully 10 million song plays. So, yeah. Cruise? High news not. Hey, I don't want anybody high. Let's say cool. Who's cool? Who's in? Yeah, so, listen. What is it that we want in our lives? I mean, obviously, teens, listen. After school, what do? I'm talking about just during the day. I mean, after we graduate from high school, if we graduate from elementary, junior high, if we graduate from high school, if we graduate from middle school, all of the names they have for it around the world. What do? To graduate from college, probably those of us who have made it to college, what do? Let me tell you something. Even during my education, my college year, my high school, my junior high, my elementary, oh, my God. Everything I did was kind of geared towards reproducing. Everything we do, you know, we want to, everything we do for survival. Because we need to survive, right? Like, we're at home, obviously, with our parents. I mean, I grew up in a house. My parents pretty much provided mostly everything. I was wondering why we didn't have a tennis court in our backyard. We had a big enough backyard. Some of my friends in Beverly Hills and Bel Air, they had their tennis courts. And I'm thinking, I could have gone out there. I mean, now that I have all the information I have, I've know how easy I could have gone out there and made my own tennis court. I could have laid a concrete slab and put two poles. Have my own tennis court. Basketball court. We had a clothesline. It could have been a basketball court if I just hung two hoops, one on each side. Well, that's my basketball court. Tell our basketball courts. Kobe. Now, you know we're waiting for that masterific court. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Kobe. That zero gravity court where you can fly from one side to the other. The space court. Only Kobe Bryant can get that. I'm waiting for it, Kobe. So I want to go to the Hyperdunk court. Yeah, I said it. Now you got to do it. You better go down there and file the papers tomorrow for that corporation. Tell your lawyer. This is what we're doing. Get on it. They got that zero-G gravity, a zero-gravity plane, that Airbus A380 zero-gravity plane. Where everything goes zero gravity, where it flies so high, and then you can float around in the plane. You need to get one of those, or create, you know, just create a court. You know, they got space. Simulators that simulate zero gravity. Just turn it into the court, Kirby, like you planned on. You know, Kirby ain't out of basketball for long. Kirby Paulin. If there was something wrong with the man, somebody said, well, you had that knee. There's nothing wrong with Kobe's knee. Man, people, the 10 man could get his knee worked on. I got titanium with the screw. Man, it only take 5 months to recover after this season. I don't care if the man was in the grave, he'd be resurrected back on the court. Well, she's going to come out of retirement. That's for the Lakers in California, Los Angeles, in the States, y'all. All my people in Russia, How y'all doing? I love you. Love you. It's my sibling. I love you too. I learned how to say thank you. And bye-bye. Baka baka. We're going to get that. We're going to end the show. Baka baka. We're not done yet, though. And thank you. Look, I learned how to say thank you in multiple languages. Gracias in Espanol. Kamsahamnida. Come on. In, what's that, Chinese, Japan, one of those. Dankeschön. 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 Oh, Jerry's Dankeschön. Come with the ducks, the hyper ducks. You saying thank you in German. I'm a duck on you. Thank you. Swish. Swish. Yeah, so what is it that we like? Everything was kind of geared towards love, you know? Growing up, everything was about love. It wasn't really about getting a job. I mean, you go to school to get a job or a career to open up your business, a company. Why you open up a company? So you could survive, so you could generate current, so you could survive and raise your family. Raising your family means you got to get a mate that you're happy with. Or why would you say from the day we born, we should be focused on the mate and reproducing? Parents, plan your children's future. You should have several people your child would be interested in so you can introduce them and say, you're going to marry one of these people. You're going to be involved with these people right here. This is your spouse group. These are people you're going to court. You're going to date these people right here. These are what I chose. These are the family bloodline. So be involved in ensuring that you will have a mate. You should just be out there trying to figure out, oh, I need some love. No. When you're 10, 11, when you're 12, 13, you should be understanding what man you're going to have relations and reproduce with. What lady, what female you're going to reproduce with. This is a very serious matter in families today. If you do not plan for your future, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. You understand what I'm saying? Parents, ladies and gentlemen, children, if your parents don't do it, then do it on your own. And I'm not talking, I'm talking about living, planning for reproducing, planning your future. Planning who you're going to. You don't just end up with a boyfriend at school, kissing and hugging, and just have sex about you, or just flagrant sexual regard. No, you plan for your future. This show might go a little bit further than that. So, who you going to love? Like me, I like beautiful girls for a spouse. Right? You know, I like clever girls. Perfect. I mean, obviously, you know, if they had a little something with the teeth, or, you know, a little scar on the arm or something. But for the most part, everybody wants somebody perfect. You know? As perfect as possible. You know what I mean? Obviously, a couple things that I can take care of, for a couple things we can take care of. However, I like long hair, athletic bodies. Love. I want a girl that's with some other man, they're going to be with me later. And then some other man after she's been with me. No, ladies with men for one man. You may ejaculate in the vagina. It's only meant for one sperm, not sperm for five different men or two different men or boys. One boy, one man. I love flat stomach, athletic body. Nobody likes overweightness, not even overweight people. I remember when I was 200 pounds at one point. When I looked in the mirror, I knew I needed to make a change. I lost weight. I ended up back at my normal weight with the athletic body. But I was playing tennis this morning, working out. That's what you got to do, stay in shape. Look, everybody love a good attitude. We don't like bad attitude. Listen, y'all, I got to wrap this show up. I have so much more to talk about. However, look, visit us online, teenscenedream@gmail.com, facebook.com/teenscenedradio. My family, hold on. Let me see. Oh, yeah. You have to plan for the future. Parents, don't just let your children be with whoever. Okay? That's just as bad as sexual abuse in your children. If you don't plan, you have to plan for their future. Fathers are a very serious part of that. Fathers are supposed to be in the house with their children. You're not supposed to just let the father. I mean, children want their father around. Somewhere along the line, mothers have sooner or later learned that you're supposed to be with your child's mother, child and child's father. When you are young, youth or young adult, okay, just like college, like I was saying before, your college education, your college plans, scholarships, your college application. Look, if by the 10th grade, your counselor and your parents haven't filled in your college application and preparing you for college, do it on your own. Get it done. If you haven't planned on owning out of your own house or had an idea where you're going to live, that's what the Sovereign Youth Program was all about. It was all about preparing housing for teens by the time they graduate. 2 years or so before they graduate, volunteering for the program that generated enough current so every month you have credit towards owning your own house that you have paid for by the time you graduate from the 12th grade. Okay? Look, plan your future. You don't have to do this alone. And the Sovereign Youth Program is and TC Radio is going to help you. If your parents not helping you, parents, if you want to get involved in your children's lives, you want help, you need help, then work with the TC Radio family. We'll help with the Royal Court Program. Planning your future, planning your spouse, who you're going to marry or who you're going to, some people don't believe in marriage, well then who are you going to mate with? Huh? You want to mate with somebody who's comparable, at your comparable social degree or more. You want somebody that's going to raise your current. Somebody that has much current or more than you that's going to make you a better person. You want somebody as good as you or the better. However, you also want to prepare you so that when you meet the person you're supposed to be with, you can improve who you are. When you're a teen, when you're younger, you plan so you can meet some of these young adults. And you can say, what is it that you would like to see in me so that in the future I'll be the person you will love? What can I do now to perfect myself so that when in the future we mate, I'll be the person you love? Man, Sabri Flores, she used to play basketball in high school. You know, some people you knew before you even met them, you like soulmates. Obviously, she, you know, on the military base, was headed right and got the baby now. However, back then, I seen the growth, even from when she became a model. And she was in nursing school. And then, you know, from when she was slim and beautiful and with the long hair, and then all of a sudden she began lifting a little bit of weight, exercising, modeling, doing competition, model competitions, a little bit more athletic body. See, my body's athletic. I got muscle. See, with just a little bit of weight, I increased that muscle mass a little bit. Her booty grew. You understand what I'm saying? Because the weight, the squats with the bar for the thigh and the butt, and then leg lifts. Leg curls in the back are really good for growing the butt. And then the arms, looking good. Disney did it too. Disney looked good too. She did a little competition thing. Who else? Marissa, Jessica. But Disney, they're all A-plus girls. And then there's more beautiful ladies in the world. On Facebook, and all kind of beautiful ladies. I'm looking for someone to mate with. And so are our teens. You are a potential mate for me. ladies. You see, you have to understand. And that's what it's like for our team. Listen, I got to get off of this show. It's been 21 minutes. Look, TC Radio. Visit us next week. Same bad station, same bad hour. I love you. Spasibo, family. Paka, paka. Paka, paka. Take my hand, fantasize about the truth. Just keep it in my man. Roll, man. Girl, this is my song. Dance before we get it on. This is your chance. If you live, create the love. Make me love.